This is your POTUS. Listen, I'm not anti-religion or Muslim or anything of that nature. However, I am very anti-hipster. Hit it. AM WSBC. This is the Hoolies Hoolie Radio Hour. Yeah. Welcome to another week of fun and shenanigans. My name's Patty Houlihan. With me, as always, is my brother Bill Houlihan. Hi,
what's
Bill.
What's up?
And our cohort and best friend Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hello.
Everybody, have a nice week. I want to give a shout out.
Great week.
Did you good?
Yeah.
Had a had a real great week. You haven't heard that lately, have we? You know?
No.
I went to this week was great.
I never bundle my greatness into weeks. It's either day or nothing.
We've had quite a week in the news.
Crazy.
People are saying they want to have a coup in this country. They're not going to be let go. That's what it's becoming very apparent.
It's like becoming like a Pink Floyd video.
Listen, this whole thing is like a Pink Floyd video.
I saw some walking hammers outside. You ever seen the wall? Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week. I did want to give a shout out to and thank our guest from last week, Jenny Daly from Lumpin' Radio.
Great time.
That's 105.5 FM. That's a very new progressive station that is here in Chicago, community radio.
Yeah.
Bill and I had the fortunate opportunity to go over there yesterday and record on Radio Free Bridgeport.
Yeah, we missed their show.
Yeah. I want to thank the producer, Jamie Trucker, and John Daly, and then Ed Marzuski, who is the sort of new unofficial mayor of Bridgeport. He's got his hands in everything there.
I know.
He's a community organizer. He's got this co-prosperity space. It's an art gallery. He's got Lumpin' Radio. He's got
The beer.
He's got Mars Brewing. He's got Maria's, his bar. We went over there. We went to Maria's after we recorded the show.
He doesn't own Maria's, though, I don't think.
Well, he owns it with his mother and his brother.
Oh, does he?
He sure does.
Oh, I didn't know that he owned that.
And he's got the the Korean barbecue joint next door as well.
Yeah. I mean, good stuff.
It was a lot of fun.
I didn't get a chance to eat there. I've seen that on Chicago's Best before. We were talking, obviously, about Maria's in Bridgeport on 31st Street.
That's right.
Get a chance to go there if you're a craft beer nerd. Whoa. They got a great bourbon selection, too. Very cool spot.
They do. Bill and I tied one on in there with our good friend John and producer Jamie Trucker, and we had a few laughs. I always walk into a restaurant or a bar like that. And I'm a domestic beer guy. You know?
Sure.
I'm a Coors Light, shot of Jameson kind of guy.
Yeah. A hillbilly.
Yeah. And there's this giant menu, and everything's like bubblegum ale, Three Floyds, twisted something, And you get
something that tastes like Coors Light.
He finally caved. I brought over a couple rounds, and he was like, yeah, it's okay. Then finally, I was like, you want another beer? And he was like, can you ask him if they have Coors Light, please?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be that guy, though.
Dump a glass of water in that Floyd's. Make it taste like Coors Light.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that I walked in and, like, you this paranoia comes over you that if you're the guy who orders Coors Light, you're probably a Trump supporter. They're going to throw you right through the window. You're suspect of a lot of things all of a sudden. So I went with it for a little while, and then I switched up to Coors Light. But once again, I want to thank them. If you have the chance to listen to Radio Free Bridgeport, that's Tuesday, or that airs on Tuesdays,
From 5 o'clock.
5 to 7 p.m. on 105.5 FM.
Beautiful.
So thank you, John. Clay, you had a nice week. Our friend Marco McKelly got married. I saw that you went over to that ceremony.
Yeah, that was a good time. He got married at a small church in the Taylor Street area called Notre Dame. It's a little basilica.
Yeah.
Kind of a...
It's a nice place.
A hidden gem is how I would describe it. And then we had a nice reception. I was in the wedding, so it was a long day. It was like 10 to midnight.
That's a very long day.
That is a long day.
Yeah, I was ready to
hit
the sack.
I have to participate. I mean, you were an usher, but I have to participate. I'm standing up in
a
buddy's
wedding. Yeah, when is
that? It's in...
But congratulations, Mark. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
to Mark and his beautiful Angelica. Bride, Angelica. Yeah. Congrats, buddy.
No, I had to... I don't have to. It's in October. But I've never
You're a groomsman?
I'm a groomsman.
All right.
I've never had to do this other than be Patty's best man, and that was a pretty simple task.
Yeah, because there was nobody there.
Yeah. This is like...
I got married in a private room.
He's married in an alley.
He's marrying his future bride, but she's a Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's a big deal.
So she got like 20 people standing up?
Yeah, I think that's why I kind of got asked. It was like, eh, I need numbers, man. Yeah, I need numbers.
Ask that kid from the bar.
No, we've bartended together for over 7 years. So, yeah, I think there's 10 of us or 11 of us standing
up. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It'll be fun, though.
But you got to do the bachelor. He wants, you know, he's.
You
got
to get the tux. You got to. Yeah,
I know,
you gotta,
everything.
Yeah. It's the thing.
It'll be fun. It'll be an experience, though.
Yeah.
Am I going to go broke on this?
No.
Okay.
No. 400.
That is
400 for the
400 is how I started my life.
I'll probably be in the hole of Gino, million. I would think, with the hotel and all the other stuff.
Well, yeah, if you got to do the bachelor party and all that, yeah, then, yeah, it's a long haul.
Yeah.
But enjoy it, you know?
I'll do my best. Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
Clay, have you ever been in a guy's wedding that you didn't know very well, where all of a sudden he goes, hey, want to be in my wedding?
Actually, no. I haven't been in a lot of weddings, thank God.
Yeah.
It was an honor to be in this one, and then my brother, I was in his wedding, but I was like 17. I didn't care.
Yeah.
It was kind of exciting.
Where are the rum and coke at?
Yeah. And that's really it.
I got to think that that happens quite a bit, is that only because there was a guy that I worked with recently. I didn't know him very well.
I was in Drew Crisco's wedding, too.
That's
excuse
right,
me,
our
Drew.
Friend Drew. What struck me was that our friendship kind of fizzled, all right? Like, he doesn't work where I work anymore, but uh-huh. He was a good guy for the most part. But he was getting married, and everybody in his wedding party he had only known for, like, 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny that the bar that he hangs out regularly, he sent out invitations to all the regulars that work at the bar there to, like, be a part of his wedding. And he didn't even have their names spelled correctly.
Hey, Jimmy the Pool Hustler's here.
Yeah, you know, like Jeff, J-E-O-F-F, Markalewski, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it was like Jeff, you know, phonetically spelled out, you know, like, but that became the running gag. And
so he had no friends.
Apparently, I guess that's what you... How do you get married without any friends, right?
I don't know. Maybe...
You just go to Vegas and say, forget it. And your wife goes, want to get married? I got no friends.
That's what everybody should do.
Get married with no friends?
Get married in Vegas for like $200 and then come back and have a big party and get all the envelopes. That way you didn't drop $60,000 on your wedding.
Yeah.
True. And then you can afford a house. This is advice from the Trump administration.
This is... I'm giving that
Make
advice...
Make sure you get married in Atlantic City.
To a sleaze bag.
To a sleaze bag.
But no, that's the advice, minus the sleaze bag part, that I'm going to give my own kids. Like, keep it simple. You know?
Dad, got any advice? Yes. Get married cheap and marry a sleaze bag.
Get married in Atlantic City if it's still there.
I haven't heard the term sleaze bag in a while.
It's
sleaze.
Very 80s. Sleaze is very 80s.
Oh, there's that scene in there's that scene in Blues Brothers where he says, hey my bed, you sleaze?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
Sleaze is a totally 80s thing.
Sleaze. We're bringing back the word sleaze.
Yeah, if this was like a rock show, I'd be sleaze, like the nutty guy.
You think there was a guy?
Yeah, he would. Hey, we're gonna be back after these messages with sleaze.
Sleaze is at the Taste of Chicago.
He's gonna do a boxing match against Mancow Muller's.
He's gonna
turd.
Fight a kangaroo in Grant Park.
No, Bill just came right out with it. He went right at it because that's what we were referencing, right? Mancow.
Well, I know when we
turd.
Were kids growing up, we would listen to have Mancow on Q101, I think it was, and then we'd be on our way to school, and there'd always be some sort of turd adventure, you know. It was like, turd, where you at, man?
We brought up our buddy Joe Misetich a couple times the last couple shows.
Yeah,
Johnny Daly was here last week. He's a Bridgeport guy. He brought up Misetich. Misetich was a radio guy in high school, listening to the radio on the way to school every
Absolutely.
Day. And was one of those guys that was a diehard Mancow listener. He had a really strong affinity for turd.
Yeah, I know.
Because he looked like him.
That's exactly. I think that's what it was.
Like, oh, this guy can be successful. And I
Maybe
can do
we
it.
Should create a guy. I mean, like, you had. Now, Jonathan Brandmeier used to send people like he had Piranha.
He just
man.
Created him. Sleaze.
Yeah, we got sleaze, man. We got
it. It's you. I don't want
to
be sleaze.
I'd be more than happy to play sleaze.
All right, you're sleaze. I mean, do something sleazy in the next 48 hours, not now.
You can do stuff pretty sleazy. Pretty
You've
easily.
Already done plenty of sleazy things.
Billy, this is your agent, IRI. Just got an offer for you to play sleaze. Are you interested in playing sleaze?
Sign me up, man.
Sleaze is a real good part.
Sign me up, man.
Sign me up, man.
Sign me up for sleaze.
Yeah.
You got it. Call time, 6:30.
Love it.
At the mall. Yeah, so I don't know. Do you remember our Mancow Muller episode? It was right around St. Patrick's Day when we were young kids.
We told this story, I believe.
We?
Yeah, on the radio.
All right, we won't tell it again then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't need to go there. You know what's coming up?
What?
Valentine's Day.
It is.
You don't like it?
Bill hates Valentine's Day.
It's not that I don't hate it. You're single. It's what do you so care? Hallmarky. And then it's also kind of like, I don't know. Every time, like, maybe it's my, I love my job, but every time there's a Hallmark holiday, there's like a blitz, you know? And Valentine's Day is just one of those things where it's.
But you're single.
Yeah. I know. But
so
I,
you got no obligations.
I'm in stores.
I
got to
make
day.
A Valentine.
Do you make your wife her own Valentine's?
Oh, I got to make Valentine's. It's Valentine's
I
Day.
I got to go get construction paper.
Do you do that? No. You say, Meg, here you go. I got some doilies and some red construction paper.
Yeah,
cut a
I
couple
spend
hearts
all day
out.
Doing it. I make one a big heart, a bit like a 6-footer. Yeah. No, I don't do much. I do what's asked of me.
Yeah.
Are there people in the professional world that,
what is like, asked of you on Valentine's Day? I do what's asked of me. You know.
Maybe make some dinner.
Yeah.
You know.
Take the guy for a job.
Yeah, just be a nice guy.
You know what?
If you don't be a sleaze.
And you know what? Yeah, if you exactly. wanted to have the most successful, best Valentine's Day ever.
You need some oatmeal.
You need to eat some McCann's Irish oatmeal.
That's right.
I mean, it becomes almost an aphrodisiac.
It does.
Know? I mean, you eat that in the morning, maybe have a little bit for lunch. You're going to be having a great time
on
Valentine's
Day with
your date.
This stuff is like Irish fly. Okay.
Yeah. That's right, man.
This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. The Hooli's Hooli will return after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice. So you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Welcome back. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM WSBC. We're live here on Milwaukee Avenue. We record here on Wednesday nights, but the show does air on Saturday nights. Bill,
yes. We were talking about Valentine's Day.
We sure were.
And what I was going to bring up is, are there people that hand out Valentines at work? Like how you were like,
like you were in grade school?
Yeah. Like,
I would not put that past the company that I work at.
I was
right
thinking
now.
That.
Really?
I was like, yeah. Is everyone just going to pass out Valentine's
That's
Day
weird.
And like,
I don't think so.
Hearts.
Happy Valentine's Day. I've been married for 15 years.
That's like, Jack must not like me in the office. He didn't get me a Valentine's Day this year.
Well, I think it's just kind of system. It's protocol, you know?
Protocol?
Do you think Trump says, everybody, every woman in the White House, get her chocolates tonight?
Melania, I forgot to get you.
Do you think other people in the workplace that, like, on their birthday, they bring cupcakes for everyone?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. That's, okay. That's definitely
so
normal.
If there's people doing that, how is Valentine's Day a little different, though?
It's not.
Valentine's Day in grade school, so everyone gets along. That's it. So there, no one's left out. You don't need that as an
adult. Would you write on a Valentine's Day, like,
hey,
you really screwed up that deal.
When I was working,
but you're so cute.
When I was working,
Valentine's Day.
But be mine.
But be mine.
When I was working at the county building, I never gave a Valentine to anybody.
No.
You think there's a person like, I got to get the janitor over on the third floor. I got to get the Xerox boy, the mail room, the policeman at the front desk at the county building, you know?
These are notes for the administration. Listen, if you want to get on everybody's good side, I think that you should send a national Valentine. Everybody with a mailing address is going to get a Valentine's Day card in the mail, right? Christmas, Valentine's. We're going to start doing this. This is going to keep people on the up and up.
I think, the president sends out Christmas cards for sure.
Only if you gave him money.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten any Christmas cards from the president.
No.
Or Valentine's.
You are this year.
No, I do. I get a Christmas card from the, you know, it's called the W-2 form at the end of the year.
I get a Christmas card from Putin.
What did it say?
Have a magical Christmas.
Have a magical
Enjoy Christmas. These ice skates I got you.
They're white.
Yeah.
Why are they white?
Because they're beautiful.
They're pure and white.
They're figure skating skates.
You wussy.
Wussy.
It's all a big joke on you.
Yeah. It's all a secret joke on you. I know that you think that you like me and we like you, but you are a wussy.
Yes. This is how I do business.
Yeah.
That is how he does business.
That's the name of his book. This is how I do business. D-I-S.
We got the Super Bowl Letter coming up here this weekend, guys.
It covers a pair of white skates dangling from barbed wire.
This is how I do business?
Uh-huh.
By Vladimir Putin.
By V. Putin.
On a New York Times bestseller list this week, This is How I Do Business by Vladimir Putin is on the top spot again.
They announced the book's a bestseller on the radio like that?
Yeah, it's like the art of the deal. It's like Trump's book. This is how I do business. The Putin version.
Welcome to Book Radio. The top books this week.
You're listening to Book Radio. That's good.
Super Bowl, boys.
Yeah.
What's going to happen, man?
Pats. Tom Brady's going to win a Super Bowl.
Tom Brady's going to win another Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
It's for him, it's like... It's like smoking a cigarette.
It seems like. I mean, I think this will be the NFL record, right?
I don't know. He's never been to a game like this. It's really like, it's exhausting for people who haven't been there. By the time you're playing, you're so confused about what's going on.
Yeah.
Where Brady, those guys can cut off through all that.
Because they've done it so many times.
Right. It's just
it's like a backyard game for him.
It's mental.
I know it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Belichick's going to cheat somehow. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's two Irish Americans as the quarterbacks for either team. You got Matt Ryan and you got Tom Brady. So, as an Irishman in the United States, you can't really be that.
You can't lose.
You can't lose there.
That's right.
I still, however, think that Tom Brady will win this again.
Maybe he won't.
Well, there's a 50-50 shot on that. Yeah.
I took the Pats plus 10.
With whom?
Tim Justice at Duffy's.
Okay.
So
little personal bet right there.
Yeah, I lost the I had the Packers. Mm-hmm. I did a bet with him where I took the Packers, he took the rest of the field to go to the Super Bowl. And our bet was that if I won, if the Pack ran the table and won it, he had to wear a Mount Carmel fitted, like, you know, like baseball hat in his Facebook profile picture. and then if he
Do you have a Mount Carmel High School
fitted
baseball
one.
Hat? Okay.
And then he said that if I lose,
mm-hmm.
I gotta wear a Morton West hat behind the bar at Duffy's.
Nice.
You have no problem.
I already
that.
Lost, and I saw him, and I was like, "Where is it?" He's like, "I'll have it ready for you next week, my friend." So,
what does Duffy's do for Valentine's Day? There's usually something.
More importantly, what does Duffy's do for Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You know, I really don't know. It's every bar does everything differently. Duffy's has usually just been a very laid-back atmosphere for Super Bowl. You know, I mean, people just get some pizzas and stuff like that. They don't do, like, a huge spread or anything like that.
It's a national holiday kind of now.
It is a big deal. Yeah, a lot of people, they say that a lot of people, like, the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday is, like, one of the biggest days that people take off in the
year. They're trying to make it a national, that day, an actual holiday so people can just have it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because so many, people take that day off.
Yeah.
I remember a few years ago we had that blizzard. Yes. Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about that? We had snow one Super Bowl Sunday.
How about
Sunday?
That blizzard?
And I had the day off, but you couldn't really enjoy the following day because on Super Bowl Sunday, everyone was just cooped up in their house, couldn't leave.
Right.
I had no social contact with anyone.
I couldn't
tell
you who won the Super Bowl last year.
The Denver Broncos.
I think
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God bless them.
Clay, you don't do anything special for the Super Bowl? You don't get, like some chili dip or anything like that and gather the family together?
Nope.
No.
Maybe I'll get some wings.
Some wings.
Eat them in my car.
Yeah.
What do you do for the Super Bowl? I get some wings. Eat them in my car, maybe.
Listen to it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
In my garage.
Does your wife do anything, Pat?
No. She'll be working. She'll be working at O'Sullivan's this Super Bowl Sunday. Maybe I'll go over there for a little while.
Okay.
I usually cherry pick on somebody else's party for the Super Bowl.
Do you have a prediction of score? Final score? I'm gonna say it's gonna be like 35-21. High score.
35-21. I think that's probably. I'd like to go almost. I'd go like 35-21. Fine with me. I mean, that gives me my 10 points.
You're going to use what I just said?
I mean, I'm looking for 10 points. I think that Atlanta.
34-21.
34-21, man.
34-20. I'm saying 28-10.
I'll say 30.
So you're looking for more of a defensive showdown.
28-10, Patriots.
What if it's 7-0?
It's going to be 10-10 at halftime. And then the Patriots are
Could
just
going
to come out.
You guys do pools? Mm. Big thing. Everyone's doing their pools.
I don't do strip cards. I don't do
just
pools.
Got a text message from a buddy of mine. Like, what's a good story with the squares over at Duff?
I've never won a square. So I've never won a strip card. I've never won a bet.
Really?
Yeah, so I stay away.
So you're a good guy to gamble with then.
Yeah.
There is
what I'm doing, do the opposite.
There was one of my buddies, he's got a pool, and he was asking me, and I was going to ask Pat, but he don't have the change for that anyway, so it ain't worth it. But it was $300 a square. But I mean the payouts.
Steep.
The payouts. I think the final payout was $8,000 to the winner.
Ooh.
I think halftime was like another $4,000. I think halftime had even been like $6,000.
Yeah, but there's 85 people who are out $300.
And then like
bucks.
there's corners. Like if you're touching, I mean the payouts were ridiculous
come
on this.
On,
but
come on.
It's a big investment. I know a lot of like I see that's the thing about those pools, and I'm sure everyone's done them before, where you've won maybe a small one for $5.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then you get that itch. Well, I mean, it is gambling. So,
Bill, welcome to Gamble Radio.
But
a lot of listeners on Gamble Radio. More.
I know that I've done speaking like the $100 squares for the for the NCAA tournament stuff like that.
You should go out to Brent Musburger's place. He's opening up a bookie joint in Vegas.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, that's his retirement plan.
It's a great idea.
Yeah,
smart.
Huh. Get a hold of Todd Musburger here.
He was
Chicago.
Like giving his like final speech at the. I think it was the Kentucky game or something.
He said, listen, A.J. McCarron's girlfriend is hot as nails, and I don't care what anybody says about it. By the way,
come gamble with me. No, but he's like, this has been great. But he's like, come see me in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
He like plugged his place.
He lives in Wyoming, usually, I believe. That's his home ground.
He's going to be hustling down in Vago.
You know who I ran into yesterday, Bill, is our old friend Danny Biggins.
Oh, yeah,
artist,
he's got some stuff coming up.
He's got Dun Dun Fest. It's a celebration of American music here in Chicago. It's an arts and entertainment festival here, mostly music-orientated. It's going on February 16th through 18th. You can see shows that are all part of Dun Dun Fest at Lincoln Hall, Shuba's, Subterranean, The Hideout, Beat Kitchen, and Tonic Room.
All right. It's a heck of a lot of cool venues there.
I would suggest and ask everybody to go to dundunfest.com to check it out. I know that Donnie will be playing. I'm sure that the Shams are on that lineup,
right.
As well as Michelle McGuire, our friend who's been on this program a number of times.
Yep.
I told Donnie's got a solo album out called Profiles. So it's pretty good.
Okay.
Have you heard it?
I have not heard any tracks off it yet, no.
Would you like me to play one?
I would love to hear one.
I can play one tonight. Clay, do you know the Donnie Biggins new album at all? Have you listened to it?
I'm not familiar, but please.
I'm going to have to pull it up.
I've noticed he's had some write-ups about it. Donnie, for the radio listening audience out there, just also purchased the Tonic Room. He is the proprietor of that bar over there in Lakeview.
That's right.
But he happens to be an independent musician and artist. And a heck of a promoter.
He's an independent musician and artist. He's not pending on anybody.
No, you're right.
Yeah, he's great. So with that being said, let's play a track called Millshire Hotel. It's Donnie Biggins off of his latest solo effort, Profiles.
Let me bump a cigarette. May I use your light? No, I'm looking homeless outside the Millshire Hotel tonight. I ain't causing you no problems. I ain't looking for a fight. I'm just piecing my life together outside Millshire Hotel tonight. You can find me here on a Tuesday. Next month, well, you just might see me smoking cigarettes outside Millshire Hotel that night. Will it ever happen? Oh, can't you people see? I put in time for my behaviors. Now I'm back in society. Stay in your apartment without you in a fright. I don't want to rent a room inside the Millshire Hotel tonight. Will you hire me as a doorman? Shed me some good light. I'm looking to make an income and leave the Millshire Hotel tonight. Will you hire me as a donor?
There we go. Donnie Biggins off of Profiles doing Beautiful. Millshire Hotel. I like that jam quite a bit, to tell you the truth. I might play another track off of that album.
Yeah, it's good.
A little bit later.
It's real good.
It's very good.
I'm related to the Bigginses.
I do know that. You guys are like fourth cousins or something like that.
Yeah, I was having this conversation with Kevin Biggins the other
Kevin day. Biggins is Donnie's brother, who also grew up with us, who is a writer and producer on The Family Guy.
Correct. And so what it is their grandfather married my grandmother's sister or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's having a good time.
Bill just decided to join us back again. He went outside to have a cigarette.
Bill went outside to smoke.
Billy Nicotine.
Yeah. Billy misses the days of indoor smoking.
I thought that...
So do
no,
I.
No, I don't know about that. Where was I recently?
Because you still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is how the business...
I don't like it when I'm in a bar.
This is how the
bar. I don't like
business.
Like when I'm if I'm bartending, I don't really like it. Like, I mean, it gets too much. Yeah. I haven't had to do that in a long time. I've done private parties before where everyone's...
When did they... When did they
hit their smoking ban?
Yeah, when did that start?
Gosh, I want to say it's been at least 5 years. Right?
Maybe longer. Yeah. You know, nobody seems to mind as much as they put up the big stink about it. So, I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of ban talk lately.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
The band, the Trump band.
Oh, I thought you said banned.
No, ban.
Yeah.
We're going to ban everything. He's not going to ban anything. He's going to make everything legal. I hope. I don't know.
2008, gentlemen, is when the.
But we're
going
to ban people from coming to this country, darn going it.
So it's been, yeah, gosh. What are we talking about here?
9 years.
9 years? Nine?
9 years smoke-free.
Wow.
You're 9 years smoke-free?
No.
No.
You know what the funny thing is? You could still walk into... You could still walk into... I
want to congratulate the world on being smoke-free for 9 years.
America.
You could walk into bars and still smell the remnants of cigarettes.
Yes, you can. The good ones, at least.
Your kind of spots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was at... I had a friend as a kid. Remember Matt Cooley?
Of course.
Our great friend.
Yeah.
Remember him. He's still around? Is he your buddy? I'll never forget when I went into his parents' house when we were kids because, you know, he had parents that smoked like mine, and they were cocktailers, and I was like, oh, man, Cooley, your house smells like a bar. It's probably the worst thing you can say to anybody, you know?
Yeah.
And Cooley's response was like, I know, right? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he was into it.
You couldn't walk into, like, some, you know, there's not an HGTV show. Make your house smell like a bar, you know?
Everyone's just chugging heaters and cracking beers open.
Yeah. Hundreds spilling of construction workers.
Spilling beers all over, like, hardwood floors.
Yep.
Yeah, I know what that's like. Remember that smell at Marquette?
Yeah, it's gross.
You'd wake up on a Saturday afternoon, and it just you'd go out and look in your living room, and it just would be like a bomb went off. Like, you'd have to get, like, your other roommates be like, all right, we got to sweep and mop this place. And then you're like, why?
The stuff you're mopping it with is dirty.
Yeah, and you're like, why are we cleaning it? It's going to get destroyed again later on tonight, probably.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't miss that.
Good times, man.
Kegs. Do people still get, I mean, like do kids get kegged, like high school parties? I don't know. I'm still out of touch.
I haven't talked to high school kids lately.
I mean, you got nieces and nephews in
high
school.
Listen, I've been talking to a lot of high school.
What's going on? I mean, like, do kids still throw kegs? Or?
I'm not prying too much with the nieces and nephews about the keg parties.
You don't have any good keg parties going on?
I'm asking, like, where they're going to college, stuff like that.
Hey, you hear of any good keg parties? Give me a call.
You guys still buying kegs? You guys getting party balls?
I got
those?
All kinds of tappers.
Party balls. Remember those?
Yeah, that was a weird thing.
It's a party ball.
It's a basketball filled with booze.
And we're not going to get a keg. There's only going to be like 15 of us. Maybe we get like a party ball or something?
Yeah. How many does that serve? Does anyone know? It's 39 beers.
Yeah, it was like 39. That means that we can. No, it's 42 beers. That means we can divide it by 7 guys. Each guy gets a 6-pack out of the party ball. Yeah. All right? 6 beers. That's your limit, man.
Divided by 2.
Be a lot of party balls going on during Super Bowl weekend, right?
Yeah, man. Get a party ball of Heineken.
That was the big promo a couple years ago. Heineken was behind the party
ball.
Yeah,
they had. No, it wasn't like a party ball. It was like a mini keg they had, it looked like. Or like it looked like a gigantic can of Heineken.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that would be considered a party ball.
That was. Don't you sell party balls, Hot Shot?
I'd love that.
Like, you should go to your boss on whatever day it is tomorrow and say, hey, I want to be. When we party balls or nothing.
Listen, I want to renegotiate my salary, and as an incentive, I would like a party ball once a week. If that's not too much to ask.
Can I sell party balls or not?
I don't know. I don't think they're breakthrough. When we're at work, I don't think we have party balls. I think it's just kegs.
Well, they got to get them from somebody.
Yeah, I don't know where the party balls are coming from. Well, they are coming from some.
Where are some guy
out there has been selling all the party balls. He's a gazillionaire.
What was the great idea? The party ball. It was this piece of plastic. We filled it up with beer.
Yeah.
Worked like a charm, man.
He's got a boat. You know what it's called?
Party balls.
Got it.
Yeah.
Party balls.
Yeah. I have a party ball.
5 Z's.
Yeah. Come over to my cousin's house. He got the party ball. He's very sleazy.
Now he's from Pakistan. Very successful. I've been in party ball business for 12 years.
Yes. Clay, I had a character.
I own Party Ball Distribution Center in Rosemont.
What was the other place? Oh, you know what kind of that reminds me of? I used to, during Halloween, I have a store called Spirit. That sells costumes.
We sell scary stuff.
Yeah, we sell scary stuff.
Scary merchandise.
Yeah. But yes, then I flip it over.
Patty, you were going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I made a character up years ago who was a socialite. He was like a Chicago socialite.
We love our Pakistani friends, too. Let me just say that.
I didn't even know.
Yes, we did.
I don't even know what kind of accent I was trying to do. I just was doing.
You
a
were
weird
just
voice.
Doing, yeah, just,
yeah.
Just a sleazy European voice.
Uh huh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Patty. I cut you off.
Oh, I had a character.
What's his name?
His name was. He was a socialite.
Okay.
He was kind of sickening, and his
like
name,
like an American Psycho type of guy.
No, he was like an.
Like a Donald Trump Jr.?
No, it was actually, and you said Pakistan. It was an Indian guy,
okay.
Although I didn't want to play him. But he's a guy who hangs out on Rush Street, and he's kind of
like a
Liberace type socialite
gotcha.
Guy.
Uh-huh.
And his name is Charity Balls.
Charity Balls.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Charity Balls.
You put a lot of thought into this.
Does he play piano and have a party ball on top of the piano?
Sure, why not?
He plays a white piano. He plays a white piano.
Come down to Gibson's this week and get autographs from Charity Balls.
Free drinks out of the party ball.
It sounds like like a name that would have been at Billy's drag queen show.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Charity Balls.
Yeah.
Hello.
He had a radio show, and he created the character of Charity Balls.
Or, I'm starting to think as the founder and owner of Billy's Toys, we could come up with something.
You should come up with Charity Balls.
Charity Balls.
Balls filled with money. Charity Balls.
Filled with, you know what they're filled with? Those coins that are chocolates, you know, chocolates
you
that are like wrapped up. Yeah, you know,
see,
hey, charity balls
and other little
it
toys.
Just
and those little
it.
Army men, those little green army men.
Yeah,
charity balls. Here, have a couple.
I came up with the idea.
if they're truly charity, they've got to be free. You can sell something and then say, buy yourself a charity ball.
The idea for the charity balls.
Listen, I want 25 ideas about the charity balls by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, you stuff them with free stuff.
Give me a white paper on charity balls. 2 hours, please. Thank you.
Oh, man. Billy's Toys is hopefully going to be huge in 17.
I mean, when I come out with that wiffle ball bat and cherry balls. And
Bill loves the wiffle ball bat
the
idea.
The piggy bank idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
now party balls.
Party ball, well, charity balls.
You should do party balls filled with, like, juice for kids' parties.
Sure.
We could. And you know where we could... You know where I'll sell them? I'll take them over to Little Vegas.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we can take them to Little Vegas.
God bless.
Yeah.
That's if you go back into the archived episodes of this show. There,
which you should.
Which you should. There's a little hidden gem here in River Grove, Illinois. Is it in River Grove? I believe it was in River Grove.
I think
Grove,
it was
right?
in River Grove, yeah, Little Vegas.
The Chuck E. Cheese is for children's, and it's like an adult playground for children called Little
so
Vegas.
My yeah. question is, who are we going to go to war with first?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate.
Who do you think it's going to be? Let's take bets.
I don't think we're going to. Maybe ourselves. It's looking more and more like that.
Well, I heard today that Trump's going to have a meeting with the gang leaders in Chicago, and they're going to straighten everything out.
I saw.
Are you kidding?
No. That's apparently what's going to happen.
Really?
Or they're all going to get there for the meeting, and then he's going to be like, cuff them, all of
Trump
them.
Didn't say that, a reverend who was at this meeting.
I saw that. The guy from Ohio, the guy's like, I've been talking to a lot of the Chicago gangbangers. Because they're calling a preacher in Ohio to tell
them. They reached out to him.
Right. They couldn't reach out to a preacher in Chicago.
They should have reached out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
I would have bought them all party balls.
Listen, we're going to take care of the violence. Get all these gangbangers some party balls. And a warm house, and get him a copy of that book that Putin wrote. This is how I do business. They might learn a thing or two.
Yeah,
and they'll have a totally different attitude.
They'll be completely awakened and enlightened.
Party ball combined with the book. Can't
Soviet
lose.
Pros and party balls. Forget it. These guys will never go out and shoot anybody again.
Oh man!
You know what it says? Like the party balls actually, when you get it, and the more and more liquid it gets drunk. Drank. Out of it.
The more and more you get drunk,
it slowly reveals a message that's written on the side of the party ball. And it says.
It's the nuclear code.
Yeah, it says, get to work. All right. That's what it says.
Hey, I got news for you guys. Get to work, will you?
I supplied the party balls.
That's his plan.
Listen, my plan is very simple. I'm just going to sit down, be very kind to them, tell them to just simply get to work.
Yeah.
And that should be it.
Right. Yeah.
He is that confident.
That's right.
God bless America.
God bless the people and
what
the creators
got,
of party
you
balls.
Look like you're about to, you know, get a little crazy here.
I was thinking about playing another jam by Donnie Biggins off of Profiles.
Do it, man.
Mm-hmm. I'll do another one. This one's called Yes, It's Hard.
What are the dates on that?
Dun Dun Fest?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll pull it up here. It is February.
Whoa.
Easy
Whoa.
Now. Easy now.
That's my brain thinking. Hold on. Yeah. It's February 16th and 17th that weekend.
Perfect. Yeah.
Right? It's coming right up. Coming right up, buddy. All right. This is another song by our good friend Donnie Biggins off of his latest solo effort. The album's called Profiles. You can find this on Spotify for all you listeners out there.
Nice.
Check that out.
I just got into the Spotify thing. I'm loving it.
Yeah, me too. I do like it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's well worth the subscription.
This Spotify, boy, is this fun.
Fancy.
This is called Yes, It's Hard by Donnie Biggins. Donnie Biggins doing Yes, It's Hard. That's off of Profiles. It's hard.
It is, man.
It is hard. You know what it's hard for me to do right now?
What's that?
Going to a commercial break. You're listening to the Hooli's Hooli. We'll be back after these messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
The violins, the fiddle.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli. Yeah. We're nearing towards the end of the show.
Are we?
Yeah, pretty close. We're in the final quarter here, as they say.
All right.
Clay, any other good books you've read recently other than the Putin vehicle? Vehicle's my favorite word lately.
No, it is your favorite word lately. I've noticed that.
I haven't read a book since 1989.
You should run for president.
I should. No, nothing.
Zero.
I'm waiting for Putin's book.
This is how I do business?
He is.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
This is how I write book. It's his second book.
The second book, this is how I do business. Second book, this is how I write book.
This is how I write second book.
This is how I write second book.
Yeah. What a good guy.
This is how I fire missile. That's his third book.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right.
We love you, Vlad.
Mm-hmm. Bill, how are things on your front? We've talked about the Super Bowl. We've covered Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
What else you got going? What's new? What is the big strife at work with Valentine's Day? What makes it so trying for you?
It's not trying. It's funny that it's funny how brands, and I'm sure this is in all forms of business, where you might have one brand that has a label or a name to it that mm-hmm. appeals to like a certain holiday. Like there might be, like you would say anything Irish obviously would appeal to St. Patrick's Day, right?
Sure.
Those are all brands that you should have out there, you know? Mm-hmm. And then obviously there's Christmas. There's a lot of these different beers and ales that come out that are all catered towards Christmas time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Valentine's Day is a little bit different because you have champagne, obviously, and everybody, you know, goes and gets champagne for their wife or girlfriend or whatever, you know, maybe get
same for, yeah, for New Year's
flowers.
Too.
Mm-hmm. And then you also have, you know, like we have some other brands where there might be a wine that's called, you know,
Cupid's wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm not going to
Cupid Shadow
about my products, but like
Cupid Shadow.
Like we sell Tequila Rose as a brand of ours,
okay.
right? And you know, like Tequila Rose, and then, you know, obviously the name Rose is in the name of the product, so there has to be a way to pitch this for Valentine's Day. You know, like get some Tequila Rose.
Mm-hmm.
It all makes sense. It's just kind of funny that every you know like holiday, it's somehow it all works out. Somehow.
I get it.
Yeah. But yeah, it'll be the next couple of weeks. I mean, Super Bowl. A lot of people, it's. Like I think it's the number two drinking like holiday of the year.
Do you get excited for the commercials for the Super Bowl?
Nah.
I used to.
Some people get more excited for the commercials than they do the actual game.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, I'm not sitting at home like,
best
whoa,
part of my day yesterday.
Commercials.
That brand new Mountain Dew commercial that came out. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Struck me. I mean, it was like a diamond went through my forehead when I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess this year they're going to be a little political. And
Are they? Yeah, I'm sure. Well, it ought to be interesting.
Something to say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It ought to be interesting to see what some of these big corporations have to say through their messages.
Speaking of big corporations, and I don't know how big this corporation is, but 'tis the season for Cibarrus commercials in the Chicago
area.
Oh,
yeah, man. Sure. Lover's Lane, that whole stuff, right?
Yeah, sure. You ever been to a Cibarrus?
No.
Clay?
You?
No.
Clay? You've never been to a Cibarrus?
I have not dived into a Cibarrus.
I should Google Cibarrus. I wonder what Cibarrus means. You know?
I don't know, but
it's a beautiful name for a child.
Uh-huh.
My daughter, Sybaris.
This is Anthony, this is Sybaris, and this is Donna.
Why did you name her Sybaris? You do the math, my friend. You know,
for our listeners out there, Sybaris is a motel slash, I guess, hotel.
I would hope that our listeners know what a Sybaris is.
Not all of them do.
Yeah.
But they are sort of...
it's a water theme.
It's a getaway for lovers.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a lot of pools and waterfalls and
cool stuff.
Places like
this. And bleach.
It's like a, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It smells like bleach in here.
Yeah. I hope it does.
You're right. I mean, I've never gone to a Sybaris. They look enticing. They look cozy, right?
I go by myself. Take a dip. Relax. Watch the Super Bowl.
What are you doing this weekend for the Super Bowl? Got a room over at the Sybaris.
Oh, you and your
wife. Eat some Cheetos.
Some pizza.
You and your wife? No, just me.
Just me at the Sybaris.
Me and my bookie.
Me and my bookie are going to the Sybaris.
My bookie and I got a room at the Sybaris.
I want them close by.
I've always wanted to go to Sybaris just to see, because it looks cheesy.
You got to give me a ride to the Sybaris. I got to get this bed in.
Yeah.
Bill's still on the last joke. the Sybaris, I've always wanted to go because they do look cozy. You know, who doesn't like fireplaces and a pool in the middle of your
beautiful
your hotel room?
Yeah.
Somebody thought of that.
Somebody
should have thought of it.
What was your million-dollar idea? Pools.
Sleazy places.
Sleazy pools.
Sleazy businesses.
Uh-huh.
Sybaris is going to sue us for saying that. Sybaris is top class, baby.
Yeah.
No, it is. It is.
In certain parts of the world, especially in Putin and Russia, they love Sybaris.
I stay at Sybaris 5 days a week. I don't even sleep at home anymore.
Sybaris is Russian for Valentine.
Russian for love. He was the god of love.
Now I gotta look it up. Sybaris was god of love. Listen, you numbnuts. Sybaris was god of love.
I don't know. I'm trying to know if I know anyone who's ever been to a Sybaris. I think I do.
I know someone who has. I won't say their name, but they said it was awesome.
They loved it? Their experience?
Yeah, George Hefner likes Sybaris. He's been there a couple times. Our buddy Jeff.
Has he?
Yeah. Jeff.
Yeah.
He's always like, no, Holy, it's nice. You'll like it. It's cozy.
Nice.
Let me see here. Sybaris, here we go, was an important city of Magna Graecia, situated off the Gulf of Taranto.
Toronto?
No, it's Taranto. T-A-R-A-N-T-O.
Taranto.
He's born in Taranto. Between two rivers, the Crathis and the Sybaris. The Sybaris is a river. The city
beautiful.
Was found.
That's with all the water.
That makes sense.
The water.
The city was founded in 720 BC, before Christ. It's Sybaris before Christ.
Sybaris was around before Jesus was. Remember that.
Kids, see that hotel? That was around before Jesus, if you can believe it.
See that pool suite?
Don't go licking any tiles over there. Those walls are older than Jesus.
I wonder if they have room service.
Of course they do.
Call. Call them.
Hello, Sybaris room service.
Why can't you call them? You can't call them and ask that? It's not against the law.
Could you give me a cheeseburger, please?
Can you patch us into Sybaris, Mike?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. This is Mike at Sybaris. How are you?
We'll save that for next show. We'll call and
if we can call Sybaris,
and we'll think of some questions.
They will most
questions.
Likely sue me for that, but I don't know. You know
why? Inquiring Minds.
Yeah, it's a
tell
good
them the name of your show is Inquiring Minds.
I will.
Let's see.
Oh, you got it, Clay.
Do you offer room service? Although we do not offer room service, each suite has a refrigerator and a microwave.
Oh, hot pockets at Sybaris.
Yeah, hot pockets and Surge.
What's Surge? Oh, Surge is a drink by Pepsi Company,
right? That's
right.
You know, speaking of Super Bowl Sunday, you just reminded me by saying that word Surge. I'm always reminded of the scene in that great American movie called American Movie.
That's right.
If you've ever seen it, it was a documentary film, one of our favorites ever, that was at the Sundance Film Festival. What was that, in the early 90s?
Yes, it was.
It was with Mark Borchardt. There is some phenomenal Super Bowl footage
there
in that movie.
There certainly is.
Something so Americana about
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, Larry Flint made his way into the show. Sure again. Well, the Super is great. There certainly is good Super Bowl stories in an American movie. Go on, Bill.
I just remember that scene where he's in the movie. If you get a chance to our listening audience, if you get a chance to see this movie, it's fantastic. But there's a scene where the main character, he gets so bombed because the Packers are playing in the Super Bowl. And by the end of the footage of the game, he is just speaking gibberish into the camera.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's quite a scene to see.
Sure is. All right.
What?
That's it. That's all I got for the show. I'm done. I'm throwing
That's
it up.
That's it?
I'm white flagging it.
Why?
I don't know. I got another song to play.
Oh, what do you have to play?
Well, it's not anything that has to do with the Sybaris. Clay, do you have any closing remarks you'd like to make before we leave our radio listeners for next week?
Go Patriots.
Think the Pats are going to do it?
Yeah, why not?
All right. I've said it. Pats by 10.
Mm-hmm.
So.
28-10. Patriots. That's my call right now.
Boy, we're not giving Atlanta any
love.
Why should we?
No Sybaris for them.
Yeah.
That's right.
I want to remind
Maybe a party ball though.
Could be a
you
party
just
ball.
Won the Super Bowl. What are you gonna do, Tom Brady? I'm going to Sybaris.
Get the party balls.
Getting a couple party balls, going to Sybaris alone.
For our inquiring minds, this show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. You can find past episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie on Free Crack. That's FreeCraic.com.
Uh-huh.
We're on iTunes as well.
Right.
You just put in the search bar Free Crack on iTunes. That's one word there. And you can find us as well and download all the archived episodes. Stay tuned after this program for the Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They record that show at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night.
Yeah, at 6 o'clock.
At 6 p.m. And then you can stick around for the live traditional music session afterwards.
Yeah, good times had by all, always there.
Happy Super Bowl to everybody. I hope it's a great day filled with family and fun and chili dip. And if you get your hands on a good book, This Is How I Do Business is my pick this week. I do want to promote Dun Dun Fest again. That's our buddy Donnie Biggins. That's going on February 16th and 17th, that weekend coming up. And here's the last track off of Donnie Biggins' latest solo effort. He is also in the band The Shams Band, if anybody's interested in that.
Yeah.
They're awesome, too. This is off of Profiles. This track's called No New Names. See you next week.
See ya.
If you want to live up to your dream, you gotta open up your mind and experience new things. You struggle with the cells to move on unless we're traveling in a pack. You struggle to become one unless a pride is suddenly under attack. If you want to live up to your dream, you gotta open up your mind and experience new things. I'm gonna move myself out west with my beautiful girlfriend's hand in mine. We're gonna try to do our best, following tail lights to empty signs. Stories.
just stays the same. He drinks and laughs, but never know, never know new things. You gotta leave your past behind. Gotta open up your mind.